Matthew 10. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Lord, thank you that you know every detail of our life. Every joy, every sorrow, you know. And we are in your care all the days of our lives. Blessed be your name.
In our midst, who has told us today that he knows us and he loves us? He knows exactly what we're feeling. He knows exactly the struggles that we have before us now, and he is with us. And he's speaking encouragement and hope and relationship. The Lord of all creation knows you and loves you. The Lord of all creation is walking with you now and reaching out to you. Let's turn our faces to the Lord. One minute. We won't have a closing song. We'll have a few announcements. Arthur, if you just come up first. Then Tom, then Kyria.
Thanks, Anthony. I just wanted to share a sense that I had during the meeting that I think is for someone here. So this is from John chapter 8. Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed." And this was a sense I had as we were worshiping, and Anthony introduced the meeting by reminding us that we're all family here. So we're all sons and daughters. Every single one of us in this room, none of us needs to feel like an outsider or a slave, but we're all sons and daughters. I just felt there was someone here who felt like an outsider. And if you want to get prayer afterwards, I'm happy to pray with you.